not.
Blog Talk Radio.
It is so well.
Barbecue World, Chris Chadwick live in the studio for Let's Talk Smoke, another 2 hours of barbecue talk about you, about me. That's what it's all about, where everybody's a barbecue superstar. We've got a lot of things going on, a lot of things coming up. I hope everybody had a big Thanksgiving. I know we sure did. We had turkey, 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 and more turkey. We smoked turkey. We fried turkey. We baked turkey. I'm turkeyed out, I'm telling you. We've got a lot of things going on, and I'm just excited about being here again, another episode for BarbecueSuperstars.com right here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank Barbecue Superstars for letting me be a part of the family. It's a great organization. They have great shows all through the week. I always recommend you sitting down, checking it out. If you don't get to listen to it live, go back to archives, click on the link, listen to each ever episode that you can, because I'm telling you, it's always a lot of good barbecue talk. We've always got special guests. There's no telling who's going to call in. All these guys are really smoking hot right now. I mean, from one end of the nation to the other, they've got callers calling in, talking barbecue. They've got the pros calling in. They've got the backyard guys calling in, asking questions. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what this show's about. It's about barbecue through and through. We live it. We breathe it. We talk it all the time. The only thing better than talking barbecue is eating barbecue. Can I get an amen on that? We've got a caller on the line, a good friend of mine. He's got a smoking show on Wednesday nights. Matter of fact, it's called Lulu's Soul Smoking Show. Cody, you're in the house with us tonight live. How's it going, brother?
Oh, it's going well, brother. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. I'm excited about being on the air. You know, I get 2 hours a week to really get to talk barbecue, and that's what it's all about. I get to listen every other night, but we get on here, we get to talk smoke. That's what it's all about. I know you've been smoking it out left and right, kicking out turkeys, pork steaks, you name it, you're cooking it. Guys, if you've never had Lulu's Barbecue, you need to try it out, because I'm telling you, it is number one in Missouri. It's number one in my heart, and it'll be number one in yours if you ever take a bite. Now, how much better can you get? You know,
you can't get no better than that.
I'm telling you, you know, I'm bragging on you, brother, because it is. It's mighty fine. I'll tell a quick story to everybody, all the listeners, before I start getting people to call in. You know, I had to go to St. Louis here a while back, a few weeks ago. We went to St. Louis to a KCDS judging class. Coming back through, we stopped. We seen Lulu's rig smoking on the side of the interstate there in... Refresh my memory, what was that? That was in
Sykeston, Missouri.
Sykeston, big town of Sykeston. Seen the big red sled smoking away now, I'm telling you. We stopped, and he treated us like kings now. We ate baby back ribs. It was mighty fine. I'm telling you, I ate so many I couldn't bend over and touch my toes, I'm telling you. But we had baby back ribs, and we had some mighty fine barbecue, and I'm telling you, I just appreciate the courtesy and the hospitality. It was just spot on, and I enjoyed it. So what's going on with Lulu's tonight? Tell me.
Not a whole lot going on. Kind of winding down from the Thanksgiving Day festivities. We did that Thursday. Now now me and my lady's cooking a meal for her family. So we've been cooking that all day. Made a couple pies, cooked the ham, cooked my grandma's famous ham. So, you know, we've kind of, this is actually the first time I've really been in the kitchen in a long time to, you know, cook a meal. And me and her spent all day side by side and cooked some nice food. We got some green bean casserole. We got some nice chicken and dressing. Got some sweet potato casserole. Got the ham. And I mean, we got several different things, but, you know, it just kind of, you know, it kind of makes me more happy. You know, we always talk about down the Wednesday night show what we're thankful for. And, you know, this year I just really, just be in a really happy mood and just be, you know, really at peace where I'm at and, you know, be thankful for what I got and, you know, happy to have the woman I have in my life. And, you know, we just really enjoy things and we mesh real well together. And, you know, it's just one of those things when you get in the kitchen and you can enjoy everything with each other and have a good time and laugh. And, you know, we spent, while we was waiting on the Thanksgiving dinner to get done, we're fixing to eat here just shortly, and we had a bunch of solo cups. We probably had 40 solo cups, so we just decided to build a big solo cup pyramid on the table. So that's on Facebook.
There you go.
If you want to get on there and look. But I mean, you know, that's the fun thing. That's what makes things interesting and happy, and that's what, you know, the whole thing about the family is all about, just to gather around and have a great time. I know y'all had a great time. I seen some pictures from on your Facebook page of y'all's festivities.
Oh, we did. We did. It was just a blessing to be around some family, you know, our family. Or, you know, it's that's what life is, what you're doing tonight, you know, what we did the other night, what we do every day, especially when we get around our family, our loved ones. We get to share stories. We get to visit and talk and enjoy a meal, you know, all prepare a big, huge meal, and it's just, you know, that's what good life is. I'm so thankful to have that. You know, there's so many, we don't realize that there's so many that's not as fortunate as that, and one of my true wishes is to wish everyone, you know, a good life. We strive to work hard every day to make it better. And I wish the best for everyone. I really do. And that's what Thanksgiving is. And we had a big one, too. And it's great. You know, it's great to do what you're doing tonight, what we did the other night. That's what it's all about. You know, there's so many things we're thankful for. I know I'm guilty during the day of not, you know, everyday life, not being as thankful as we should be. We think about what we don't have instead of all the good things we do. And that's really important, to sit back, take a deep breath, and realize so many things we have to be thankful for. And I'm thankful for you, you know, because we hadn't known each other really a whole year. And once we met that first time in Benton, we've been buddies ever since. And, hell, I guess we'll be buddies until the end of time, you know. So that's the way I look at it. That's the way it is with me. And I just appreciate you. And I'm really proud that your show is as good as it is, and you've got all those callers calling in, and it's just red hot right now. And so I want it to stay that way for you. I mean, that's what it's all about. Let that smoke roll, ain't it, baby?
That's what it's all about. I mean, the show has been, you know, has done really well. We've been on the air for 5 weeks, I think. Six shows, I do believe, counting the Jack Daniels Live. But, I mean, it has just, it's done really well, and I'm really happy with it compared to, you know, and that's with all the shows on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, they're all just really top-notch right now. They're all really just rolling out through the ratings and, you know, big ratings going on. You know, Jim Burke had a big show last week, and then I ended up having the biggest show of the week, and I didn't really see that coming. It was kind of an unorganized show on Wednesday night. It was just kind of anything and everything, which I was offside. I was cooking turkeys and doing other things, and Daryl was running most of the show for me, and I was, you know, improvising every once in a while when I got a chance to be able to talk, and it was just crazy. All kinds of stuff was happening. I don't know what all happened, but, I mean, it was just crazy.
And, you know, that's the way it's real. That's what I like. That's what I like. You know, it's real. It's live. It's spontaneous. You know, I never really have a scheduled out show. I love for people to call in. And let me shout out that call in number right now. It's 347-202-0263. Guys, call in. It's just like talking on the telephone. There's no need to be shy. welcome everybody to call in. Let's talk smoke. That's what it's all about. We have a good time here. And I know the first time I called in, the first few times I called into the Daryl Mass Barbecue Superstar Show, I was nervous. You know, I'm being honest, I was nervous. And, you know, the more I did it, the more fun I had. Cody, just like you, the first few times you called in to talk to me, were you not a little nervous?
When I talked to you, no, I really wasn't nervous when I talked to you. You know, I've been on the radio a few times on, you know, different channels and different things like that. So I really wasn't nervous when I got on there and I started talking to you, and we was talking every week, and then, you know, we ended up getting our own show on Blog Talk Radio and Barbecue Superstars. And I have to say, the first show, yes, I was nervous. I was nervous when I was doing my first show. But, you know, when I was calling to talk to you, you know, it's just like having a regular conversation, just like you talk to somebody, you know, on the phone every day, or, you know, you pick it up and you're talking to your buddy about barbecue or whatever's happening in life or whatnot. And, you know,
right,
it's just kind of the same scenario. So, I mean, if you're out there listening, call 347-202-0263 and just be a part of the show. You might talk to some people you've never talked to before. You might find some new friends, and you might get to talk to some celebrities. You never know who's going to call in. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those things right there. I mean, you really don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, you can be in the middle of the show, because when the board gets full, it's hard to take everybody, because it becomes such a big confusion that you want to take everybody that you can, but sometimes it just don't work out like that. So I know you're sitting there listening here in a little bit. There's going to be something that's going to be on. There's going to be some questions, or you're going to want to be able to say something. You're not going to be able to. You're not going to be able to get in. So just go ahead and make a phone call now, and you can get online and start talking to everybody.
That's what it's all about. You know, y'all usually run a chat room. I've just not broke loose and been able to do that yet. I do really well to keep my callers going on, keep my board active and working up. And, you know, one day I might get to be a chat host also. But right now I love the real talk, the real interaction. You know, the Barbecue Superstars family is a wonderful family to be in. Cody, I'm sure you've realized, you know, that it's pretty close-knit. We try to watch you know, we take care of each other all we can. The Barbecue Superstars radio series each week is one of the hottest things going on right now, guys. I'm going to brag a little bit about it because that's what it's all about. We love people to call in. We love people to listen live. We love people to listen to an archive, because we have had, man, we've had over 12,000 hits and listens this month alone. And that is just unreal, you know, for a blog talk type show. And, you know, I just encourage everybody to listen in, call in, be a part of the show, because it is smoking hot. It is on fire, and we are letting the smoke roll right here tonight, Sunday evening, on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. That's what it's all about. Cody, we got a couple other callers. Let's see if we can get them in here and chime them in and see what's going on. It's bored. We like to hit them and get them in, but sometimes it takes a little while. Caller 731-506, who we got here?
Brother Bill.
Welcome to the show. Guys, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about celebrities and special guests. We have got one in the house tonight. This is my brother, dear friend, dear good brother, Brother Bill Arnold, Mr. Blues Hog himself. How you doing tonight?
Bill Arnold, this is Tom Stigall.
Tom Stigall?
Yes, sir.
Tom, well, I'm sorry, yes, brother. How are you doing tonight?
I'm calling you on the air.
That's what it's all about.
I want to hear about some good barbecue.
Well, we talk it, we cook it, we live it, we breathe it every day. You just bring it in, and that's what it's all about.
I want to know about barbecuing some fish.
Barbecuing
some fish.
All right, what kind of fish you want to barbecue?
Catfish.
Oh, man. That's some fire stuff. Now, I'm from Tennessee, and I love catfish. I mean, I'm just a catfish man. Call me catfish eater. But on barbecue and catfish, you want to fillet this? You want to cook fillets, fiddlers, or you want to do steaks? What is your preference?
Whole boned in fillets.
Whole bone and whole fish?
Yes.
All right. Well, what I personally would do, you want to cook that bad boy on a grill, depending on the size. What size? Just give me a typical size, a 2-3 pound fish.
2 pound.
2 pounds. All right. What I would do, it's not going to be a typical rub and a meal fish. It's going to be a grilled fish. And depending on your flavor profile, what I like to do on a grilled fish, especially a whole fiddler, is I would rub it down. I would make me a rub. Is there any special rub you use or that you're a favorite to? Like a meat rub?
I like a rendezvous rub.
Okay. I do like that rendezvous rub. That's, it's a little sweeter. It's got a little heat, a little chili flavor to it. Got some mustard seed in it.
Yep.
Real good rub. But on that rendezvous rub, I would go on and rub that fish down pretty heavy because I'm a heavy rub man. I like rub on meat, any kind of meat.
Should I soak the catfish first?
Well, if you know, soaking a catfish, depending on if it's a mud, you know, if it's a lake, a pond-raised fish or a mud, you know, a lake fish or a pond farm-raised fish, I would soak it. You know, I've always soaked my fish, just to be honest, in a little vinegar.
Right.
A little vinegar water with a little salt.
Gotcha.
That soaks that meat. It sweetens it up. It actually cleans it out a little bit, I personally think. A little salt and vinegar will clean anything about it.
Right.
But I would soak that fish. And I wouldn't be shy. I'd let it soak a few hours. You know, just depending on your time frame or how long you have. But I'd take that fiddler out, and once I've soaked it, I've had it dry. And I would use, being that it's a whole fiddler fish, catfish, I would probably rub it down. I personally like canola oil instead of olive oil or vegetable oil because it has a higher burning point.
Right.
So I would use canola oil and rub that fish down with canola oil. And then I would put my rub on it. And I would let my rub sit on it and kind of melt into the fish. Now that's just, you know, that's what I would do. And, you know, some people use a fish rack. Do you have a fish rack for your grill?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, I would go in and rack that fish up, and I'd get my grill not searing hot, but probably around 354, you know, around 350 grilling range.
That was my next question. How hot?
Yeah, about 350. Keep it off the coals. I'd have my coals hot. I'd have me a hot spot and a cooler spot.
Gotcha.
And what I would do on that is I would go on and get that bad boy on the grill, cook it at 350. I'd give her a few minutes. You know, once fish cooks, it turns really white and flaky.
Right.
If you've got it in your rack and you can flip it, I'd let it cook on the 350 side, on the not cold side, for a few minutes. Once I did that, I would go on and set her over on top of the heat and char it up just a little bit.
So 3 minutes on each side would probably do it.
Yeah, 3 minutes, because depending on the fish. If it's a bigger fish, allow for a little more time.
Gotcha.
And I would go that way. I would cook it about three and a half, you know, minutes on each side, because you don't want to overcook it. You know what overcooked fish tastes like. And,
it's not fish.
No, it's not. And once I got my doneness, you know, my temperature, what I would do is set it on the grill side, the hot sear side, over my coals, and go on and sear it up and get a pretty good bark, especially let that sugar melt that's in that rub and caramelize a little bit. Once you do that, flip it, char it on both sides, pull it off, and you've probably got some dynamite fish, rendezvous style.
That's what I wanted to hear, brother.
Well, I think that's just something you can't beat, something like that, catfish on a grill with a good old sweet hot rub on it, char it up a little bit. You're talking dynamite. I mean, that's going to be spot on.
This is going to be my first trip to it, so I'll let you know how it comes out.
Hey, do that, and post some pictures on Facebook, too.
I'll do it, brother.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank
I hope you,
you
have
well,
a good night and enjoy that.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the recipe.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Call back anytime.
God bless you too.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Cody, what do you think about that?
That sounds like some
God
Almighty. Don't stay away so long. All right.
What's Bill Arnold? What are you doing, Bill Arnold?
Bill Arnold's on here. How's my brother doing
here
tonight?
I love you, brother, man. And Tommy's on the other side.
Yeah.
Are we still on the air? Hang on. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, do you know this guy that's been giving you the catfish recipe? Is a great friend of mine. We're like brothers from another mother, you know.
I know. All right.
I know. I was talking to, and Rush must have been reading off a script. And Tommy was on the.
You know, this guy that's been giving you the catfish recipe is a great friend of mine. We're like brothers from another mother.
I love you, man.
Well, how's it going tonight, Bill Arnold? How are you doing?
Hey, you're on international radio, brother. You know that, right? Hey, I'm doing good, man. Yeah. Where are you? Are you still in Tennessee?
I'm in Tennessee.
Are you? For how long?
Oh, I'm going to be here. How about you? Are you in Tennessee?
No, I'm in Missouri. Is this Rush or Tommy?
This is Chris right here.
Who?
This is Chris.
All right. I love you, Fred. I'll see you later. I'm hanging up on you.
All right, Bill.
All right, hey.
Okay, Bill, you're live with us tonight on Let's Talk Smoke.
Yeah, we're live, and we got a bunch of people on waiting to call in, okay?
All right. We got them. Let's see. We got a 580, I think it's Roy.
Yeah, Chris.
Is Roy on?
What's going on?
Yeah, Roy Powell, welcome to the show tonight. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. We got Mr. Blues all going himself, Bill Arnold. We got Cody. Cody's on from Lulu's Barbecue. You're here. We got a lot of things going on. What's going on in Clarkson, Tennessee tonight?
Not a lot. Just kind of relaxing from the long 4-day weekend.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Happy belated Thanksgiving to you. Did you have a big meal?
Oh, yeah, we did. It's we had all the fixing and some trimming.
Not a lot. Kind of relaxing from the long 4-day weekend.
Should I turn this off, Chris?
No, Bill, you on. You fine.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. That was, you had them known who they were. Yeah. Yeah. And who do we have on the line here?
We've got Roy Powell, Assault from the Sky barbecue team out of Clarksville, Tennessee, on with us tonight.
Really?
And
love Clarksville.
Yeah.
Yeah, the good cooks. Yeah. What's his name? Abrams used to over used to put on. I was at his first one. Yeah. And
we've got Cody Archie from Lulu's Barbecue on tonight with us too.
Lulu's, love you guys.
How you doing, Bill?
Doing good, brother. How you?
I'm doing well. I met some people that knew you. You probably know them pretty well. Willie Cox, Willie Evans, Jennifer.
Oh, Willie X. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they come over and got a turkey and a loin from me this past weekend. I gave him some sauce, and we got to talk about sauces. And he's like, I got a good buddy that done real well in his sauces, and he didn't throw your name out. And I was like, well, I know him. So he told me when
hey,
I saw you,
dude.
Tell you hello. So I figured I'd tell you hello for him.
Are they up around Nashville area now? Is that where they are? Yeah.
They're around Nashville.
Good people. Willie X, he's a different man, but he can play some tunes, man, yeah. They all played at Jackson last night. I was hoping to go home, but health wouldn't allow it. John Kilzer and, people used to play with the Beatles back up and stuff like that. And they had a great time last night, yeah. I just wished I was there to cook some barbecue. That's all.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm about ready to cook some barbecue myself. It's been a few days, and once it gets in your blood, I mean, you got to do it.
I tell you, buddy, I tell you what, man, I'm itching, Chris, and you saw that little picture of that on my Facebook page, and that's where I'm headed. And what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna bring it all at once, man, and let's just get with it, you know. Ain't no playing around. Let's just cook this. Let the smoke roll, brother.
That's right. That's what it's about. Let the smoke roll. That's what we're doing right here live.
I'm gonna tell you something. You're gonna have a lot of calls coming in, so you might want to keep an eye on that. Okay.
Well, I will do my best to keep them coming in and keep them on and.
All right.
And talking because that's what it's all about. We have a big old time here on the show. Well, you know, we just, you never know who's going to call in. And I'm just waiting, you know, just waiting to bring up whatever, just like that catfish, talking about grilling some catfish on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Don't that sound good? I mean, I'd love to have some catfish right now on a grill.
Oh, son. I tell you what, I did grill some the other night in, it was just like on a light screen, one of them toss away screens, and then had a cover underneath it. It spritzed it. Brian didn't spritz it, and then didn't take any long to cook it. Yeah.
No.
Oh, you can't beat some good old catfish. No.
I'm telling you.
No.
I
tell you what, I'm about to go off this diet and start into that barbecue and hush puppies again. Man, I tell you what, you can't beat a good old cornbread with corn in it, you know, hush puppy to go with your barbecue. You just can't beat it. I don't know where that comes from, but yeah, it comes from somewhere.
Oh, I'm telling you, that sounds good. I bet you cook that on the top rack, too, don't you?
Well, you know my pits. But, I do it on that hot spot, yeah.
Yeah, on the top rack.
On that Jamie Gear hot spot, yeah.
That sounds good. That sounds good. But,
who else you got on here?
Barbecue and fish. That's just spot on. Let me see if I get some of this.
I don't so much as barbecue as I smoke it, you know.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I do.
Slow smoke it, just a slow smoke, you know. Either that or drag out that Cajun fryer, you know.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That sounds good too. Smoke it. Now, I usually smoke my salmon, and I wrap that salmon
up. I like smoked salmon as well, yeah.
Don't that, you know, I like to smoke that salmon. I usually wrap it up. And I even put a little bay leaf.
What's that? Yeah. See, I got a smokehouse out back, and that's what I do is I hang them and smoke them. And,
really?
And I do it when it's about, 34 to, 38 degrees, something like that. And just keep a little low, little low smoke box next to it. Oh, that's it. Just a little low 6 inch or something. Build your little kindling in there, and it doesn't take, long at all. No. Put it in a circle. It just burns around and around and around. Go for days,
That does sound good. Man, that's one thing about when we start talking barbecue. We never know where we're going to go with it. Don't know what we're going to talk about, but it's always about something good that we love to eat and smoke.
That's what we do.
Fish.
Them two boys that was talking to us earlier. I'll tell you what. Now they was racing stock cars when they was 12 years old, but I'm going to tell you about them Stegoffs. We built many old cast iron stews. We built Rush and I. I should not have said that name without his signature, but it don't matter. His birthday's coming up, so. But Rush and I, we we used to, you know, stir stews all night in a 100-gallon pot. We built outrageous cookers. We built in his shop down there. And they've been in Southern Living Magazine, all over the place. I'm not bragging. It's just
right.
That's where we grew up, you know.
Right.
And
yeah.
And Rush and I go way back, and that's the guy that was asking questions earlier. But man, we built a pit that was in Southern Living Magazine, made out of a Dempsey dumpster, or you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you talking about a hog cooking machine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's usually the best cookers, the ones that are made like that. I'm telling you, you know, you've seen my shop. I mean, I get out there, and if I get an idea, I go out in my shop, and I might start cutting some metal and turn my welder on and start welding this to that. And before I know it, I've come up with whatever it is, but it works, you know. And just like my big old cooker during Thanksgiving, you know, there's not many cookers that's going to hold 55, 60 turkeys on it at one time and cook.
Yeah.
You know,
me and Rush and all of us used to do it. We would pull tanks out there that didn't even have a firebox hooked up to them. Don't tell nobody this. I hope the health department's not listening, but we'd have an extra 60, 70 slabs of ribs sitting over there, and they were still just hotter than a firecracker. And yeah, we'd say, oh, this is a turkey pit. Oh, I'm sorry. And they say, are those ribs for sale? Yeah, they for sale. They're not cheap, but, you know. Well, I'll take two of them, and you know what I'm saying.
I do.
It's just over the years down in West Tennessee and down that Highway 100 that you just can't beat. You just can't beat. All the way to Big Bob Gibson's. You know, you know, at Huntsville and then back up, you know, through all them places, Lexington, Scotch, you know, barbecue,
right?
You know them all, yeah.
Yeah,
Chadwick.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we're talking about.
Back in old West Tennessee stomping ground. Yeah.
No, we're going to Dave McCoy's. We're going to help him build up a big old spot down there, and yeah.
It's
time. I'm ready to come home, and yeah, I'm ready to cook some Southern style barbecue. Yeah,
that sounds good. That sounds real good. Well, Bill, we got another caller online. Let's see if we can get him in here and see who we've got.
Bring him on in there.
We're gonna try to bring him in here. We're gonna give it a minute and see if we can get him turned on. And I love this board that we work with. Cody, you ever have any trouble getting your board to work?
Not usually.
Do you not?
No, not well, really.
Well, you're good. I mean, that is wonderful, brother. I'm glad you don't, because I'm clicking this button and I'm telling you it's not doing a thing right now.
Now
hey, Chris, now I'm going to tell you something. I invited a lot of people.
Well, that's all right. That's what it's about. And we want them to call in because that's what it's about. We'll see if we can get this caller in here. Caller 816, who have we got here?
Yeah, this is Todd Jones from Plowboys Barbecue.
How you doing tonight?
Todd Jones, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
Yeah, this is Bill. You got Chris Chadwick on the other side. Hey, Todd, he's a good friend of mine. He's helped me out a bunch, man. And I just wanted to introduce you two. Say hello to each other.
Sounds awesome. Yeah, I'm just sitting back loving Bill's story about about the good old days and the good days to come.
Oh, I'm telling you. I still love them good old days. You know, that's what I want today to be a good old day too. You know, it's welcome to the show, by the way. Glad to have you. You're always welcome here, and you know, do you know how long have you been cooking? A long time?
I've been cooking, I don't know, 13, 14, 15 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And have known Bill.
Can I interrupt, Todd?
Hey,
Chris Chadwick, that's Plowboys. Yeah.
Plowboys.
Todd Johnson,
awesome.
Plowboys. Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm proud to have you on
great
the show.
Great sauces. They got the great rubs. Todd's been a good friend of mine. Him and Randy Hink's been friends of mine forever and ever and ever. And just great people. And trying to get them introduced to the Tennessee Barbecue Society. So I invited Todd to visit with you for a minute. Yeah.
Yeah, we know Bill. I'm sorry, I'm a little nasally tonight. I had sinus surgery this week, and I'm still recovering from it. But anyway, we go a ways back with Bill, my brother-in-law Randy. Our kind of story started when I was dating my wife and Randy's youngest sister, and I would show up to the family gatherings and. It seemed like Randy and I would always end up talking barbecue all night, and so we started cooking and stuff, and he said, you know, I heard of this sauce. It's out of Central Missouri called Blues Hog. He said, I'm going to call that guy and get a hold of some of that stuff. And this was probably 1999, and he and Bill and Randy have just been best of friends ever since, and probably don't talk as much as you guys would like, I'm sure, but... I know when they get together and talk, it just seems like it never ends. You know, old friends catch up.
Yeah, we're family. We're all family, brother. You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, especially when you start talking about barbecue.
Todd has won the best pork at the American Royal, best pork on the planet, you know, and he's a world champion many times over. My hat's off to him, Yeah, I invited Todd to call in on the Tennessee Barbecue Association hotline and say hello to you, Chris.
That's awesome, Bill. I greatly appreciate that, Todd. I'm just honored to have you here on the show with us here, and honored to have my brother Bill on the show, and we've got some other great guys on the show too. And you're just welcome to tell us all a little about. You know, I'm new as far as I don't know everybody yet. And yeah. I don't know if I'll ever know everybody, but try my best to meet them. And
I've always wanted
to
be a plowboy, but
you know, the one thing that's cool about barbecue though is if you know one person, you know them all.
We're brothers. We're all brothers.
All you gotta do is meet one person, and you can get connected to about anybody you want to talk to. We all know someone who knows someone, and there's only about 2 or 3 degrees of separation in this deal. So
that's right.
Yeah.
You're right. And we meet one, and it goes into another, and you know that'll rule of thumb saying three knows three that knows three that knows three will come back around to you, and that's just so true.
Well, the most exciting thing I got going on right now is I'm breaking in a new pit tonight.
What'd you get?
Well, I went over last night to our buddy Jeff Brinker's house over there in Washington, Missouri, and I picked up a brand new Rebel.
So you went to Jeff's and got what?
I got a. I picked up a brand new Rebel, a Rebel 28.
Okay.
So
yeah.
it's a gravity fed charcoal wood pit. And so,
I got a brand. I don't want to cut you short, Todd, but
no.
I got a brand spanking new. It was used twice, and I think you cooked against it. Was one of Gilly's. The stump, and I've never even. I've had it. I bought it last June or this past June, and never cooked on it yet, but. You know, I've only cooked on my Jambo, 8 or 10 times, but I think your Rebel is kind of like similar. Am I not correct? Or
what's that, Al?
Your Rebel is about similar to a gravity fed, something like a Stumps or something like that.
Same concept.
And Todd, you know me, I might have a pit for months and not even know what it does, you know. especially the pellet can, you know.
We just counted up tonight. This makes our 16th pit that we've got. one kind or another, you know, from Little Smoky Joe's to, you know, Weber's to Pellet Pit to whatever. I mean,
well, you've been to my house, you know that.
Yeah, we're gonna start having a yard sale because I don't have enough room for all this stuff anymore. But the problem is I don't know what to get rid of because I love cooking on every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, this new Rebel you got, what did you cook on it?
Well, right now we've got two pork butts and three spare ribs. And my son, my oldest son, who's eight, he's going to be nine here in February. We're in
great cook, too, by the way. Yeah.
My little guys, they love to cook. And so we're into Scouts. We're into Cub Scouts pretty heavy. And matter of fact, at the American Royal this year, I worked with the American Royal to get a group of Scouts together. Every one of them was part of a barbecue team that was competing this year. And so we put out a call to some of the teams and said, hey, if you have a Scout on your team, have him come forward and we're going to do a color guard. And so for the first time ever, we had a color guard processional bring out the American flag and present it. And the second day for the Open, my son, who's just eight, got up in front of, you know, 5,000 people and directed the color guard, which was really, really cool. But
I sent you a congratulations note. I mean, again, my hat's off to you because for all you do for the Scouts, I've actually seen him in a Scout uniform and probably does a whole lot for the young men over there and in scouting and such. And he's not only a Scout, what you would sit around in and do, you know, like a camping trip. He actually takes them to the big show. And so that's why my hat's off to Scott.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So one of the things that my son and I talked about here a couple weeks ago is because, you know, the economy being what it is, there's not a lot of extra money for, charitable organizations. And, those of us that like to help out, it's getting harder to raise those funds. And so we talked about a need that some of our local scout camps have for funds and keeping up and stuff. So what we decided was we're going to make a goal to sell 100 racks of ribs. About $20 a piece.
Right.
And if we could sell those 100 racks of ribs at $20 a piece, then we're going to take all the proceeds and turn them over to the local scout council. And the proceeds will go directly to the camps that both of my boys will be going to over the next, 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
So,
and Todd, if...
Okay, guys. We lost a couple callers. Who we got still on with us tonight?
Yeah, this is Todd. I'm still here.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Everything clipped out there real quick, but I think we're all back on. Bill, you still around too, or did we lose Bill? I think we did. We lost a couple callers here. All right, well, let's work on getting these back on. Let's see who we've got here. Well, let's just work on that. While we're working on that, I'm just going to concentrate on. We can hear
Hello.
You. Who we got here?
This is Ron Walker, Onion, from the Motley Crue Crew.
Onion, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Let me tell you, those pictures that you posted on my wall the other day looks so good. I wish I had some of that to eat right now. That looks mighty fine. We got Wild Bill Arnold on the phone tonight and Plowboys Barbecue, Mr. Todd on the line tonight, and we got a clip out there. Let me see if I can get everybody back in. So how's it going with the Motley Crue Crew? What's going on with you on your own?
Well, we're doing pretty good, man. We kind of wrapped up for the year. We kind of like put the pits up for the winter and start fresh out in February with the Houston Livestock and Rodeo.
Right, that's coming around in January, isn't it?
Defend our title in February.
That's right. Y'all are the big grand champions there, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
That's an awesome, that's an accomplishment right there. I mean, that was, and that's January. What January, is it the first January when that comes around, Houston Lifestyle?
No, Houston's like, I believe it's the last weekend in February, and I'm not sure if it's the 23rd, 24th, whatever the last Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the month is, I believe. I could probably tell you really quick.
Well, that's all right. But, that's awesome. That's so how long does it take for you to get ready for a big cook like that? I know all you guys have to get together, and you and Matt and Guy and I can't remember the other. Don't you have two other team members there?
Mike Zemanek from Detroit, and we have Bob Riley from Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
And, you know, Guy, of course, from California. But Guy is so busy with his schedule. He rarely gets to cook anymore with us. But he did come out to the Royal this past year.
Right. We was how did the Royal turn out? Did you have a big time at the Royal?
We had a great time. We were pretty really proud of our product, and of course the judges saw it differently, but we had a great time, and I think we came out like 90 something out of 540 teams, whatever. Pretty respectable, but not as what we had hoped for after winning the previous year. We'd hoped to do a little better than that, but we were proud of our product, and we had a great time, and that's really all that matters, having a good time, meeting, fellowshipping with all your buddies, and we had fun, you know.
That's what it's all about. You know, you hit it right on the head there. It's barbecuers all over the nation. It doesn't matter who we are. We go to have a good time, a good fellowship with each other. You know, we eat good. We tell stories. We just have a great time, you know, and that's what it's all about. If you've already won just getting to go. That's what I tell people. Man, I'm winning just because I'm getting to go. And once you get there, and then to top it off, put the icing on the cake, if you walk, you know, that just puts a little more icing on top. And, I mean, you know, it's like having your cake and eating it, too, all at the same time. When we get to go compete, when we get to go compete, it don't matter.
You know, and our team's a little bit different, being we're from four different states, so we don't really get to see each other other than when we get to barbecue together. And so we look at it like all our buddies are getting together. We having a good time. We do a lot of cooking. We cook gumbo, jambalaya. I think this year we had rabbit softy corn with some risotto. And then we got to do a barbecue on top of all of that. So we meet with all our friends. We have a great time, and we get the barbecue to boot, you know.
I mean, you can't get no better than that. I mean, that's what it's all about. I think everybody will agree with what we're saying, you know. You're getting to go. You're getting to have a great time. On top of that, you're cooking and turning in. And I'm sure I couldn't even imagine, you know, the Q crew getting there, and I'm sure you've got a lot of guys that's coming in constantly saying, hey guy. I'm sure that's kind of hard sometimes too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
but it, you know, guy came out and he had a lot of fun. He got to hang out with his buddies he hadn't seen in a while, and it wasn't too bad, but we had a good time, and Guy was relaxed and got to help us with some barbecue, and it was all good, you know?
And I think for the most part, you know, us as cookers, we respect everybody. You know, that's part of being a barbecuer, too, is some respect in there. And I'm sure a lot of the guys cooking have that respect and don't come and just constantly, you know, I figure it's more fans than it would be the barbecuers itself. But, you know, like me and Bill's going to eventually get to go somewhere together, and I'm sure I'll finally get to meet you sooner than later. You know, we just have a good time together. Me and Bill cook a little bit. We just have a great time when we're together, and I do all I can for him, and he helps me out a whole lot.
Right.
And I know we're going to hook up and get to cook sooner than later. I'm just getting ready. You know, I'm ready to cook right now.
Yeah, one of the little incidents, not an incident, but one of the fans that came by was this girl, this little girl, young girl. I don't remember all the specifics, but she might have been around 15. I think she had some type of cancer, and she's a survivor. She, one of her wishes was to meet Guy Fieri, and lo and behold, Guy was at the Royal. They seen him, and, you know, Guy was busy with the kids' queue, I believe, at the time. And she was just dying to meet Guy, and one of the guys had told her, look, Guy will be back. Come back about 6:30, and they did. And Guy took pictures with her and autographed her shirt. And this little girl, I was almost in tears. This little girl was so happy just to meet Guy and hug him and take a picture with him. It was unbelievable.
Right, right. Well, that's important. That's important. And I know. You know, I know what you're saying, and that's just awesome. There's kids. You know, we always go above and beyond the call of duty when there's a child and
right.
child there. We're going to drop what we're doing, so to speak, and we're going to go do and help all we can. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And that's just how it is. And
yep.
You know, I always talk about. Us as a barbecue family, when we go to competition, we know this person, we know that person, we take our kids with us. Everybody watches out for everybody's kids. It's a close-knit family, you know, when you get there and you know everybody. And even the ones you don't know, you know, there's just that old-fashioned respect and honor amongst, you know, the teams, and they're going to take care of their own, you know, and that's what I like about the barbecue world for sure. I mean, It's just very important, and I think I'm proud to be a part of that. What do you think about that?
I feel the same way.
And I think we got my brother Bill calling back in now. We had a glitch a while ago and kicked a lot of them off. Let's see if I can get him back on because I know he is ready to do some talking.
Okay.
And let the smoke roll. We'll be in here in a minute. We're doing our best. We work on this switchboard, and we have the show, and I'm doing this and that, and I'm trying to make it happen, and it will happen, but sometimes we have to be a little patient. But, yeah, we've had a great show so far. Todd's still on with us, too, aren't you? Yeah, it's just giving us heck tonight, but we're going to make it happen. That's not a problem. You're coming up February. You got the Houston Livestock. Now, did y'all go to the Jack Daniels this year?
We certainly did. We had two automatics for the Jack this year. We had an automatic for winning a Royal in 2011, and we had an automatic for winning the Houston Livestock and Rodeo in February of this year. So we had two automatics for the Jack, and we went and cooked and had a great time, and we had some good product and just didn't fare out. But we were there 2 years in a row cooking, and that's an accomplishment just to be invited to the Jack.
No doubt.
You know, you have to get your way through the luck of the draw, as they call it. But we had two automatics, so we were very, very proud of that. And I just hope that we can do it again this upcoming year and make it again next year to cook.
Well, I have no doubt. You know, me and Bill were working on trying to get down there, and things just didn't happen the way we wanted them to. And
mm-hmm.
we were gonna come down and just have a big time. And I was really excited about it, and it just didn't happen at the very
right,
end.
Right.
But you know, things like that happen, and we're gonna make it again. You know, like we were gonna go to the Royal and hook up, but you know, life has its ways of throwing the little cogs, little rocks in the plan, and sometimes that happens, and
right,
and we'll make it happen. It's just a matter of the right time, and then when it does, it's going to just be big, and I'm just excited about it. So
and there's something else that Motley Q Crew, our whole team, is very, very proud of this year. at the end of October. I'm sorry, the first week in November was the first annual Kingsford Invitational.
That's right.
And only 8 teams were invited. And I am very, very proud to say that Molly Q Crew was one of the 8 invited teams, one of the 8 best in the world. And the way the rules were, it was a 8-team invitational only, $50,000 prize money, winner take all. So basically, you were either first or last.
Right, right.
And the winner this year was Melissa Cookson.
Cookson.
She truly deserved to win. She had 3 first place finishes.
Man.
Out of 4 meets, and that is so, so strong. But she really deserved to win. Not only that, did she get the 3 first place in the meet categories. There was a 1-bite challenge the day before, and the rules stated that you could cook whatever you wanted to cook, but you were limited to 5 ingredients only. And you
really?
Had 1 hour cook time, and it had to be cooked over wood-burning Kingsford charcoal. I mean, Kingsford charcoal, yes. And she actually won that as well. More importantly, with the 1-bite, it was a $5,000 prize, but you got an additional point that counted towards the barbecue in case there might have been a tie. But when she come out and got 3 first place, it wasn't even close. 1 point
Man.
Made no difference, but she actually got 4 first place calls.
Hello.
On 1-bite, it was a $5,000.
Man, that's awesome. I mean, Melissa Cookson's got it going on. She's a fine, lady. I mean, she's got it down. I sent her a message the other day. I told her my daughter is one heck of a little pit master. She's 8 years old now, and she wants to be just like her. So I mean, she likes that. I think we got Brother Bill back in on the line. Brother, are you back with us now, ain't you?
No, no.
Whoa.
You there?
Oh, Brother Bill.
Yeah.
We got Onion on the line here. Give him a big shout out, Brother Bill.
Ron Walker, what the heck you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm talking to my good buddy.
Onion, I miss your face.
I miss you too, my brother.
Yeah, yeah. I've been sitting here watching all this and listening to it and tried to call in a few times, man, but, you know, I got to tell you something, Ron. Chris is good people. His wife laid my uncle to rest, okay? I mean, that's how far we go back. Yeah, back.
Yeah.
They burn wood and shovel coal, brother, like
yep.
We did in the old days. But I got to tell you, man, let me turn this down. Dang. I'm going to turn this thing down. Now I can hear you. How you been, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
Yeah. Sorry I couldn't make it to either one. And Chris will tell you, I wasn't feeling too good, man. But the doctors say, yeah, just take it easy, work out, walk, do this, that, and other, and yeah, everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, man. I just gotta pace myself after what I went through last year.
Yeah,
but
you doing all right now,
good.
Brother?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, man, we love you so much, girls. Every time I turn around, and I say, oh, and y'all, and they say, can we say hello? And I said, no, I'm slicing one.
Yeah, you're right.
We love you, brother. We all love you, man. Yeah. Molly Q doing good, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
Molly
Q
doing good. Yeah. Yeah, we're just kicking back. I got a birthday coming up Friday, man. I tell you what, I'm going to be 29, 30, something like that again. Yeah, you know, the older wood, the hotter the fire. That's all what I always say.
Yeah.
And it's almost scary.
The older the wood, the hotter the fire. I like that. I'm going to have to remember that one.
Yeah, older the wood,
the
hotter the fire.
You got a face like mine and yours, man, and you say the older the wood, the hotter the fire. Man, they just jump on
it. Yeah. I had a birthday myself last week.
Yeah, I think I might have sent you a card or a wish
sure
or something.
Did.
Wishing I was a whole lot younger than you.
I've done double nickels, man.
Man.
55, man. I'll be 57 come Friday. Yeah. Yeah, we ain't that far apart. Yeah, but like I said, oh, the wood, the heart of the fire. I wanted to treat my friend Chris Chadwick. He's helped me when I had a little, some physical conditions and stuff. But Chris is always there. He's the president of the Tennessee chapter of the Barbecue Society, and great guy. He's got this show on every, and so that's why I hollered at you. I hollered at some of my other buds, Stephanie and Tim Seals, and I hollered at a few people. I said, dial in tonight, man. Let's give this guy a hand, And yep. I appreciate you. I've been sitting here listening to you. I appreciate you calling in, my friend. God of my love you, man.
Yeah, we sure do. I appreciate it, too. And I was telling him, one of these days, it's going to be sooner than later, we're going to hook up and get down there and get to hang with the Q crew, hang out.
I got me a Motley Q crew shirt, a cup, hat, and I think they've all got Blues Hog wear, but it don't matter, man. When I cooked with next to them for years, and we just hooked up, man. It's just, Chris, you would love these guys. You'd love these guys. They chefs from different, and then they bring a photographer. They chefs from different, and guys, cool, man. You wouldn't know him from anything else, but they all just good people to cook with. And they all fix something different for a dinner. Then they all got their own genre as far as what they're going to cook for the contest, and they keep it simple. They keep it simple, and that's what I appreciate about them. I learned about them the first year when we poured out our gray water, and they said they come running. They said, and ever since then, I respect. Remember that, Ron?
Yeah, I remember buddy.
Ever since then, I love them to death, man.
But you remember that year at the run when your tent blew down and we was over there picking a fight?
Oh, baby, you don't have to remind me of that. I wasn't gone, an hour, and they had they cleaned it up a mess I would not have wanted to walk back into. That's my friends. That's my friends, man. Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love all the dudes, man, the guy and everybody, and man, it don't get no better than it. Mustard, he wrote me a note the other day, and just wishing you well, man. Hope you're all right. So yeah, I'm hanging in there. A few health issues, but other than that, I'm good. I got this big old boy on the other side of the phone line, and if I can't take care of it, he can. We raised – how much we raised, Chris?
Oh, man, it was $15,000,
yeah. Something like that.
For
Leukemia Foundation.
Yeah.
And we keep – that's all I do. That's all I do. I still got brain cancer, but – that's all I do, man. I get out there and do what I can do for others.
That's all I can do.
Yeah.
I have a little fundraiser. I haven't raised quite that much yet, but we're working on it. We have a fundraiser for Children's Hospital here in New Orleans. Last two or three years in a row, I cook a case of butts, and we make pulled pork sandwiches and sell them at work. To raise money for these little kids, man. It just kills me to see these little kids with all these hoses and wires connected to them.
I got you, man.
Machines and all, Got to pay for it.
You know, that's
I know what you mean, Ron. Hey, brother, any way I can help, I can send sauce. If I can do anything, you know I'm in, you know. You count me in. Chris is an awesome dude, the guy that's got this the show going, and he's getting it going. So we need to spread this word about this show. It's Chris Chadwick on Sunday nights, 6:30. Ron, I wouldn't have called on you if I didn't want you, man. I love you, brother.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And pass this on to everybody, okay?
Well, it's just, you know, guys, we just talk about what, you know, we just talk about what we love to do. And, you know, us barbecuers, you know, we always trying to raise money to help. You know, it's not a day go by I doesn't see somebody on Facebook advertising or telling about a fundraiser that you're going to do or what you're going to, you know, what's coming up. We're always, it's something I believe it's strong, is fundraisers to help. And, you know, we've got a friend. I've got a friend that calls
It takes what, 2 days and get out there and people, you know, I donate, whoever donates, and it's a good deal, you know.
Yeah.
Ron remembers when I had brain cancer. You remember that, Ron?
Yeah.
And they came out of the woodwork, man, just to help. And the first thing I said was, no, how can I help, you know? And that's the way it should be. I walk out, and I said, the week after they did that surgery and all that radiation stuff, I said, let me help. Let me help somebody. And my team said, you're crazy. I said, no, I got brain cancer, and I want to help somebody. And Ron knows, man, that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about.
It is. It sure is. And I'm a big, well, that's just me. That's my life. That's what we do, you know. You, Bill, you know, my wife, she's worked in the health care in the nursing homes for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah,
And I go up there.
She laid my uncle to rest. Your wife laid my uncle to rest, yeah.
Old John, bless his heart.
I gotta give Ron a big thanks. Are we taking up too much time, Ron?
No, y'all. Everybody's welcome to stay on as long as they want. I'm telling you, if you need to go, you're welcome to go. But if you want to stay, that's what it's all about.
I didn't know if anybody else was on there, Chris.
Well, we got a couple more callers here. Let's get this caller in, 408.
Is it an 816 number?
No, not right now. It's a 408 number, 660. Who we got here? You're live with us.
Frank Boyer out of California.
Hello.
Frank
Boyer,
you old cotton codger.
Boy, hey, Frank.
Yeah. Hey,
Frank, what's up, brother?
Yeah, baby.
I love you, man. I love you so much. So you had to sit down to the Ron Walker conversation?
Yeah.
Frank, I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Hey, Frank, I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine. His name is Chris Chadwick, okay? Say, hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Good meeting you.
It's good to meet you, too.
Hey, Frank, Chris's wife took care of my family up in Carroll County, Tennessee, until the day they all died. Now, you know, I'm not going to take care of you till the day you die, and I will never wear as many pins as you do when you die. But, you got the president of the Tennessee Barbecue Society on the line, and that's why I reached out and touched you, and I said, hey, I need a favor. I want to get this guy's show going, okay? You know what I'm saying, brother?
Oh, hey, you need all the lines you get. Just when you're trying to start an association or, you know, society, whatever you want to term it, it takes an awful lot of work.
I
want to
be the chairman. Hell, I gave up being the mayor, you know, already, but, you know. Hey, now, Chris, you are talking to Frank Boyer. He is the official, has been, always has been, official photographer for the Jack Daniels, for Memphis in May and for the Kansas City, or what was it, American Royal International.
American Royal.
Yeah. That's who
well,
you're
Frank,
talking to right
to
now.
Show. Welcome to the show.
Well,
it's an honor to have you all with us tonight.
Well, I'm not totally official, but I have been shooting them for a long, long time. And
I got enough pictures of you to make sure you're official, brother.
But yeah, I've had the pet.
If you don't watch out, I'll show them to your wife.
Yeah, 12, 14 years ago, and I took the Royal Invitational in 2003, and Bill helped me a lot. And watching his daughters grow up has just been a pleasure. And, you know, Bill's done a lot to help a lot of people. He's got a great, great product. And listening to Mr. Onion, you know, watched their team come along when, you know, actually about 10 years ago when they first met at a cooking class at David Close's. And they've come a long way. And they had, you know, the hard work and good fortune to win the Royal Invitational in Houston the same year. And I don't think anybody else
has done
that.
Oh, man, the Houston thing, Frank, was awesome, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just wild.
Yeah,
it's wild to back-to-back like that. I remember they had actually – I had called into Daryl Nance Barbecue Superstar, one of his shows, and he had – and that's where I met – they probably don't remember me, but I remember them because they had just won the American Royal. It was the whole Motley Crue crew pretty much. I don't – you know, guys.
Yeah, they were right next to me over there.
Yeah. And they had called in. And I got to talk with them a few minutes, and I was all pumped up about that. You know, I love to talk barbecue, and I love to talk. I mean, hell, we can talk barbecue all night long, every day. You know,
mm-hmm.
But I got to meet them guys on the phone. We talked for a while, and I've been kind of following them, and it's just amazing. You know, when you go to such a big show like that, and you win the grand. I mean, man, that's just crazy. And that's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. To win those, in particular those two grands, and even though going back to Melissa Cooks, and she cooks with Big John from they formed a company, Memphis Barbecue Company, and that's two really really great teams because between the two teams, I think they have four or five Memphis and May grands also. So there's some strong people.
Big time.
I actually got to meet Big John down there. This past year at Memphis in May, and told him I'd love to come eat at his restaurant. He just come on, and I'll take care of you, you know. So I've got an invite. I got an invite from him, and I'm ready to go to Memphis. We're not far from Memphis here, you know, about 2.5 hours. But I'm headed down. I'm going to go down and take him up on that. And I'd like to meet Melissa Cookston too. I don't really personally know her yet. I've talked with her some, but
she's very one classy lady.
Oh, I'm sure. No doubt.
Yeah, I only have one thing to say. If it wasn't for Frank, I would not have won $1,000, okay?
What?
That's when I reached over there. I said, Frank, you got any meat to go in this beans? And I came in first place in beans with Frank's leftover brisket?
Pulled pork, Pulled pork,
Arlie woke me up out of my trailer, and if it wasn't for Frank, it was $1,000 pot of beans, and I had 20 minutes to get it in, that was so cool.
You know, that's a lot of times, that's how it lays out. You know, some guys that work on a dish for hours and hours and hours, and then the best way to do it is just the instinct, put it together, rock and roll with it, and turn it in. And, you know, that has always worked for me, last-minute kind of deals. And I can relate to that. I mean, you know me, Bill. You know, I just take whatever I got in front of me, and I'm going to make it work. Something's going to happen with what I've got. And that's shoot from the hip kind of deal.
That's what I'm saying, Chris. If you can't pull something out of your pocket, you better pull some money out of your wallet, you know? And Frank Boyer, he is a photographer from Memphis in May for many years, the Jack Daniels for many years, from the American Royal for many years, And the first time I ever met him, he sent me an email, and he said, next time, please stand still long enough for me to get a picture. Remember that, Frank?
Oh, yeah, you won it, and you were, as usual in your bibs, you won, I think, Best in the Planet, and that was about 2000, 2001.
Oh, yeah, and we've taken a lot of pictures since, though, haven't we, buddy?
But you grabbed that trophy and ran like you stole it, and you were about halfway to the parking lot.
Hey, Frank. I love you, man. Hey, Chris Chadwick, do we have anybody else on the phone?
We have got me and you and Frank and Onion. That's who we've got. He's mighty quiet.
Okay.
I'm just
checking in. I had to introduce you to some of my closest friends, okay?
Well, you know, I sure appreciate it. It's an honor to get to meet these guys.
I've been back listening to Bill's $1,000 Bean story.
Well, you know what? We've all got stories like that. Maybe not $1,000 Bean stories, but I tell you what, Bill.
If you ever get to go to the Jack Daniels, go to Frank for your bartender, okay? That's all I got to say.
Actually, I haven't been to the bar there in a couple of years. I've been just shooting pictures.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're sneaking around in the carriage somewhere.
They put on a great contest. And to follow up on what Bill said, if you ever get a chance to go to Jack, either as an part of the Invitational or just part of a team or just as a spectator, do it. It's a special event. And they really take the time and spend some money making people feel welcome.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's about.
Hey,
that sure is.
Hey, Frank, I really appreciate you calling in. Chris doesn't quite know who all he's talking to, but you know I do. And I love you, brother. I love you, man.
This is the first time I've called in.
Calling in.
What radio station is this, or is it on the Internet only, or tell me a little bit about
it? I have no idea, Frank. It's the Tennessee Barbecue Association, yeah.
Frank,
and it's under...
radio.
Chris can tell you more than I can, Frank.
Yeah. What it is, so Frank, it's Blog Talk Radio. It's a blog talk web show, and there's one every night of the week. And I'm doing this through BarbecueSuperstars.com, which is a huge website. It has everything barbecue on it from A to Z. I don't know if you've ever met Daryl Mast, but he is
Daryl.
Yeah, he is the creator of this, and we've got a show every night of the week. Great lineup during the week. You've got Jim Berg out of South Carolina, Killer Bees on Monday nights, and you've got Chad Ward of Whiskey Bent in the Pit on Tuesday nights, and then you've got Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show Wednesday night. It's a great, great lineup, and then Daryl Mast comes in Friday night, Saturday night, and then I take it out Sunday night, but it's just really went crazy here lately. They did a live awards from the Jack, and since then
Hey Frank, they're spreading a barbecue throughout state organizations, like.
Well, that's good.
He's the president, like you are. He's the president of the state of Tennessee Barbecue Association.
Yeah,
and
when
you guys first got started out there and all that, that's what Chris is doing, yeah. And he's doing a great job, brother. Yeah, great job.
20 years ago, we started organizing, and it's
people
that have continued on after I've kind of backed off a bit have really done a good job. We're up to, I don't know, 8 or 10 contests, and we have people winning stuff, like the Royal is here out of California.
Right.
And so it's a big jump.
It's crazy. It's amazing how popular this whole barbecue scene. It's exploding. It just keeps getting larger and larger and larger. You know, it used to basically heard about
Memphis in May, or the Jack Daniels, or the Royal. You know, that was it, basically all you heard. But now there's so many contests going on all over the states, nationwide. I mean, they're just smoking crazy right now.
Well, Europe's going crazy, too. Europe, or the World Barbecue Association and associations throughout Europe, four of us went over there in 2008 doing barbecue classes in Norway.
Really?
And Rocky Danner has gone over with classes. Europeans are coming to Jack. They come to Memphis.
Rocky did, and he have students?
No. Rocky, you know, Rocky's been very actively involved with the World Barbecue Association. And
okay.
So there's a lot of people that have gone over there, and a lot of them have come over here. And although the Europeans originally were more involved with grilling than they were with what we would call barbecue, a lot of the people that compete own restaurants, they own bars, they own a hotel with a restaurant bar in it. They're trained chefs. And they're very competent trained chefs, and so when they put barbecue on their resume, they've done it, and Europeans are very interested in barbecue. So it's something that's spread a long way. And it's good.
It's a wide open market, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wide open market. You know, and people call me, Frank, and this is between me, you, and the Fence Post. Well, we're on international radio, TV, but, what barbecue sauce do you use to win? Yeah.
If I'm talking to Bill, I got to say Blue Sauce.
And I'm thinking, let me think about this for a minute. And it's not a mind-boggling, braggart type thing. It's just something, you know, you've been there with me from day one, you know, and you know this. You know, you've been there with me from day one.
Done really well, and it's a good sauce.
Yeah. You remember when I used to glue on labels, you know, and the thing about it is I appreciate all the customers. I appreciate all the publicity and both you and Chris Chadwick and Frank Boyer know me as a humble, very, very humble kind of guy, you know.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hey, my wife just came home, so I got to sign off. But, Bill, get healthy, take care of your ladies, and give each one of them a double hug for me.
I will, Frank. Love you, brother. And they all know you and love you, too.
All right,
Frank, appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you very much.
See you later, Frank. Sure. And Mr. Onion, we missed meeting last week, but we'll catch you at Houston.
Yeah, man, I thought about that, but I'll see you in February, buddy. Onion still here, man.
Well, I love you, brother.
Who's up next,
Chris?
Okay. All right. Well, we've got you and Onion, and I'm trying to get a few more back in. Let me see if I can get my buddy Roy Powell back on. I'm working on this. Let's see.
Yeah, he should be in there somewhere.
Let's see. No, he's gone. He's gone.
Stephanie?
We've got you and Onion and Roy. You still with us, brother?
Hey, yeah, I'm still here.
Good.
Who is it?
Is there anything? Come on in and talk to us a little while. We've got Onion from Motley Q Crew with us and Bill Arnold Live, both in the house.
Yeah, how's it going? How's it going?
Who are we talking to?
We've got Roy Powell, Assault from the Sky out of Clarksville, Tennessee, Bill.
How's it going, Bill?
Onion, he's down by your neighborhood. Me, you don't have to worry about none. Yeah. Is that Rush?
No. Roy, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You think
who is this?
This is Roy Powell. I don't know
Roy,
if you know.
Where have you been
know.
So long, man?
Hey, I've been around. I've been from the East Coast to back here up to Fort Campbell in the last
3.5-4 months.
And your and your question is for who and for what?
Roy calls in quite a bit, Bill. He's in the service, and he has been out in where, Roy, Virginia?
Yeah, I was out in Virginia for the last three and a half months.
3.5 months in special forces, some kind of special classes.
Great.
And he's back.
He was special forces. How'd he cook his barbecue? Cut him off.
Hey, Roy, let me just tell you, man, thank you for all that you do for us. You give us the opportunity to go barbecue freely, man.
Hey, no problem. Hey, you know, I started getting into competition back in 2010, and I've been in the service for 9 years, and I have met a different
side. We love you, brother.
We
love your service.
Family.
Have a good night.
Okay,
everybody
guys,
there?
I think, let's see, who we got here? This board is acting crazy tonight, guys. I want to tell everybody, give them a shout-out.
Well, I had a few more lined up for you. I just thought I'd throw a little pop in there, you know. I knew Onion would come in. I knew several other would come in, Stephanie and this and that, but... I just wanted to help you show up, you know.
That's just been great. I'm telling you, it's just wonderful. You know, we've had all these
Onion, you still on?
He's still
I sure am, buddy.
He's still
yeah,
with
brother.
Me.
Man, thank I miss you. Hey, Chris, you will never, ever, ever in your life meet a better person than the guy that's on the phone with us. Trust me. Yeah.
You know,
no matter what hospital I'm in, he always, or whatever, you know. He's a good people. He's a real good people. He's a hell of a chef, too. Oh, hell on, y'all. You know better than that. Yeah. Man, you know better than that. We fell off the same tree. It was just in different states.
That's it, buddy.
You know what? As we all cooked in all these different places, and we come to these big competitions, we don't meet strangers. We meet friends. We just didn't know we had.
We meet friends. Hey, Chris, the way these guys handle their act, they got like what is it on your six different chefs or something. Maybe guy might come in or somebody. But they all cook something different, but they all cook their entries, too. And,
right.
God almighty, the things they just put out to eat is just phenomenal, you know.
No, funny you say
it's
that.
Phenomenal.
You know, South Louisiana, and the first year at the Royal, I brought some, we had fried shrimp, we had fried soft shell crabs, and we made jambalaya.
We was right next to each other that weekend.
Like, man, what is that? I said, look, you just got to eat it. If you don't like it, you won't hurt my feelings, but try it. You might
yeah,
like it.
Go on next time.
Man,
yeah, go on next food. Yeah.
So fast.
Well, that's the way to do it. You know, cook it and put it out there, and I guarantee you. You know, that's the way I am. I love to cook a lot of different stuff. I love to cook, period. If it's not out on the pit or on the backyard, back deck, on the grill, I'm in here in the kitchen kicking it out every night. I mean, I'm cooking every night. And I love to cook. I love to eat. I mean, that's something we all have in common. I mean, it's just what it is. And you know, have you got a special dish you want to share with us? Something spice it up, kick it up a notch, a little Cajun flair, seafood.
I went down after that big old surgery I had this year. I mean, they put like a couple 300 stitches in me, and I went down there to Tennessee, and this boy Chris, he was down there. And he jumped in there and said, "Don't move nothing." I said, "This is I can cook." you know, I can cook, but he wouldn't let me touch a thing. Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
The kind of guy he is. Yeah.
What
good
did he cook
people,
for you?
Man. Good people. Man, I got pop-ups coming all up over this computer. Should
well,
I shoot him
hot,
or
Bill.
Like him?
You hot. You going by a little tonight. You got
what
to,
did you cook
you,
for
I,
him?
Well, we had that special deal. We were cooking, and it was a Men Who Cook event. It was a charity fundraiser.
That's what Men Who Cook.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And everybody
terrible.
Brought a pit. And
yep.
I probably brought too many, but, you know, it was fun. And we raised, what, over the whole weekend between the Men Who Cook and the other one, probably about $14,000.
Yeah, we cooked there and Men Who Cook, and we did baby back ribs and did a brisket, and my 10-year-old daughter was there right in between me and Bill, and she was
we donated all of it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, we cooked barbecue. We did our thing. We did the barbecue thing, and then we had the sheriff's department on down from us, and then we had a state representative on the other side cooking up some stuff, and had several different organizations there cooking. And Bill called me up and said, "Hey, I need your help." So I went and hooked up with him, and we just started. We fired that.
This guy Ron, he's the president of the Tennessee Barbecue Association. And we'll cook together
that.
Again. My phone's gone dead. Oh shit.
Yeah, we started that, but I met Bill. Yeah, his phone went dead. He's gone for a minute. But he'll be back with us. But we just had a big time. We cooked, you know, just did our thing and had a great time. It was just a real good experience. You know, when you get to go cook and do and be around people, you enjoy being around and you're
mm-hmm.
cooking it for a good cause. You know, it's just, that's what it's all about. And, you know, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, I have to get down there and maybe whip up a, bring the old black iron kettle and cook up a pot of jambalaya or some
that
gumbo or
good.
Something, you know.
That's a winner now, I'm telling you. I'm ready for some good something like that because, you know, down here I'm an old stick burner hickory pit. I've got a homemade rig I built. And and we go compete a lot of smaller competitions, you know, there's tons of those and we do those and my team, we've won 13 grand championships since we've been cooking.
Wow.
You know, they haven't been big tournaments, but still we've cooked against
grand champions. That's awesome.
And, you know, and we've cooked some serious, you know, we've cooked against some serious guys, and we go to have a good time and just, you know, put out some good food. We love to eat. We love things that taste good, and it just reflects, you know. I mean, you know, one of the last ones we did that was a big surprise, they were giving away a grand championship prize was a brand new Troy built ride lawnmower. Okay.
Wow.
And we went to this event and had some tough guys cooking, you know, several teams win grand championships. And matter of fact, Shane Draper, Draper's Barbecue, he was there cooking, competing, and they were calling out first and second place. No third place, and then they had the grand championship was the new lawnmower. Well, all three categories was first tier. Somebody won a first tier, somebody won a second tier, and we didn't get a call. You know, and my little girl said, "Daddy, we ain't gonna win, are we?" and I said, "Well, honey, you just don't never know how it's gonna lay out." And they said the grand championship was down to like 1.5 points spread. And then for the last call, they called our name. So we walked on that and won it by 1.5 points and won that riding mower. But, you know, just little things like that. We just have a big time doing it. And that's what it's all about. You know, win, lose, draw, when you get to go barbecue and you get to cook, we just have a big time doing it. And, which when I first met Bill, personally met Bill, was in Tupelo this past year at the Don't Be Cruel barbecue duel there in Tupelo, Mississippi. And we had talked some back and forth. And we were in the cook's meeting, and he had come in, and I didn't, and he had come in, and I heard him talking. He's talking to somebody, and I turned around, I stood up, and I said, "I want to meet. I want to know who Bill Arnold is." And he stood up, and said, "I'm Bill Arnold." I said, "Well, I'm Chris Chadwick." He gave me a big hug. He didn't even shake my hand; just give me a big hug. He said, "Damn, it's glad to meet you finally," you know. And we've been tied ever since, and we just have a big time together. That's what it's all about. You know, I just keep telling people that. And that's what the barbecue is. You know, I've been doing this barbecue show for a few months, and I just love to do it because I get to talk and meet a lot of different people, you know, that before Facebook, before all this kind of stuff, we never had a chance to do that. You know, I grew up in the 80s. I'm 46. And, now, it was a different world. It's amazing how the world has changed and how all this social networking is just so large now.
And, right.
You know, it's just crazy. But I'm old school. You know, I like to shake your hand and meet you. You know, I'm an old school kind of guy, and we just love the barbecue, and that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for, and that's what we love to do. And that's just what it's about. It sure is. That's just what it's about. Well, let me give a quick shout out. Guys, this is Chris Chadwick, the Chris Chadwick Show. Let's Talk Smoke. We are talking with Onion, Ron Walker from Motley Q Crew. We've had Bill Arnold on the line tonight, Mr. Blues Hog himself. We've had Plowboy Barbecue Team on also. We've had Lulu's Barbecue. We've got Assault from the Air, Assault from the Sky team on cue right now. Roy Powell, we've had a big show. I want everybody to call in. If you'd like to call in, the number to call is 347-202-0263, and we would love to hear about you because it's all about you and the cue. That's what I always say, and I mean it with all my heart. I want you to call in and be a barbecue superstar. That's what it's about, the barbecue teams, everybody that goes out and competes week in, week out. That's what we like to talk. We like to talk barbecue, and that's what it's all about. Give us a call at 1-347-202-0263. Onion, you back on with us. Have you got a special dish that you can kind of, you know, like that picture you posted on my Facebook page the other day, that tiger. What was that exactly? A tiger?
Actually, that was very, very simple. That was our one-bite dish for the Kingsbury Invitational, and Melissa Cookman knocked us out with the she had bacon-wrapped shrimp with a little cream cheese.
Really?
That was a potato pancake with a grilled fine filet on top with a little sour cream, and we drizzled some tiger sauce.
That, boy, that looked dynamite. It sure did, and it sounds dynamite.
And we called it Tiger Steak Motley Cube. So
right.
it was really good. It was steak and basically a twist on steak and potatoes, but it couldn't beat out a bacon wrapped shrimp. That was her appetizer was really awesome.
You know, it's when you got shrimp. I mean, I love shrimp. I mean, most people do. And you got bacon. That's just a combination that's tough to beat a lot of times. And
yeah.
I mean, you know, these. I don't know if it's good or bad. We've competed a lot, and I've done like kind of a surf and turf kind of deal. I take about a two inch ribeye, and I sear that bad boy. I've got a small grill on the front of my smoker, and and I'll marinate that ribeye, and I'll rub it down real good, and I'll heavy salt and pepper it with a little garlic, a little onion. And what I'll do is I'll sear that 2-inch ribeye. I'll just sear the shit out of it. That's on my fridge. But I'll give it a good outside crust to a good medium rare on that 2-inch. And what I'll do is I'll slice it in half. Well, I'll take and I'll section it out, and I'll slice down. I won't slice it completely through, but I'll slice into it. And I'll take a big old fat shrimp that I've soaked in a garlic butter and grilled with a barbecued bacon wrap on it. And I'll stick it in that slice, and I'll serve that as my backyard category, that big, thick, medium rare. And this might stand on a surf and turf with a little pork. You know, a little pork candy on that just goes a long way. And that usually works pretty good.
Good, man. It sounds unbelievable.
Well, you know, I'm old country boy. I love to cook. I cook all the time. You know, I've learned a lot through experience. And then, you know, of course, I watch Food Network all the time, too. And, you know, that's just part of who I am. I'm a foodie. And I love to cook, and, you know, and I love different things. I love to get dirty. I slice my own slabs. I go to the sawmill and load up my slabs, my hickory slabs. I take them and cut them all up, chainsaw, and that's what I use when I go compete. I hardly ever use any charcoal. I mean, it's all wood, real wood coals, you know. That's what I'm, you know, I've got old stick burner, and that's how I do it, you know. And,
yeah.
And I have pretty good success out of that. Really, I do.
Yeah.
Now on the pits, what do you usually cook on when you go to these big comps? What kind of pits do you have?
Well, we have a variety of cookers. Riley has the FE100. Mike Zimini from Detroit cooks on 2 Fat Boys.
Yeah.
I have a competitor, which is a backwood,
backwood.
Fat Boys tall. And sometimes we might use a pellet cooker, maybe to help out with some chicken. But it's funny, you know, when we went down to the Houston Livestock Rodeo this year, I got sick last year. I couldn't make it. And normally I would bring all the equipment down to Houston.
Right.
So all the boys flew in, and they cooked on borrowed equipment.
Right, right.
They cooked on fish that they've never cooked on before. One of them was a pit maker, a boss, which is a very fine pit. It's kind of like a wet cooker, like a backwoods.
Yeah.
And they used a trailer and they knocked it out of the park. They was able to win the whole rodeo on chicken.
Man, that chicken's in our category.
Yeah. We struggled with chicken for a long time, and looks like we've been doing something right for a change.
Well, you know what, that chicken, you never know. I actually do when I cook my chicken, I've tried a lot of different ways, and I just basically just grill my chicken anymore. You know, I don't do anything special to it. I usually work it out. I make my own sauce, a lot of my own sauces, which I use Bill's sauce all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love his sauce, but I also make my own sauce, hopefully, that I'm going to get made sooner than later. And I've got a rub that we had just got in. I don't know if you ever use any smoking guns or not, but
yeah.
We finally ordered some of that. And when I tasted that rub, and this is no lie, I thought, man, that's just it's almost identical to what I make. And it's really close. But I make a pretty mean rub, and I make a fine sauce, and then I use Bill's sauce. And when you put all that stuff together, it's hard not to win. You know, I mean, that's just a good combination. And I mean, that's what I've been doing today, matter of fact. I made a couple cases of sauce, about 24 pints of sauce and about 20 cups of rub, because, you know, all my local friends and people that know me, you know, they hit me up for this sauce and rub all the time. And
mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what I did.
Is it on the market yet?
No, it's not. It's that's, you know, that's what I'm working on. I'm just a real guy. You know, I work every day. I've got a small business, and
mm-hmm.
and we live here in a small town, and here in West Tennessee, and I do this barbecue. This barbecue is a full time job, but it's my hobby. You know what I mean?
Right. Honestly.
You know, and just like for Thanksgiving, you know, I had right at 50 turkeys to smoke. And that's a lot of turkeys for one guy to do. You know, shit,
right.
It took me
yep.
about 5 hours to prep in turkeys to get them all because I did. I cleaned them and I rubbed them and I stuffed them cavities with butter and onion and I made a rub and I rubbed each one of them down and put them on my big pit, which I made this big pit to cook 50 turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
But they turned out dynamite. And And from that, I've already got people wanting me to do turkeys for Christmas.
Yeah, you have 100 turkeys next year.
yeah. And, you know, I'm not complaining about it, but it's, you know, it's a lot of work, but I love to do it. But, you know,
yeah.
that's on top of my real job. So
I understand, yeah.
You know, that's just what it is. And it's just the love of the queue. I love to do it. And I'm going to do it regardless, as long as I can. And that's just how it is, you know. That's just how we roll down here.
That's it, man. That's how we roll. Go big
that's
or go
it.
Home.
That's it. Dude, like I always say, I always tell them, let the smoke roll, and that's what I mean. Let the smoke roll. And
yeah.
And we just. I get out there, and I usually tell them. I said, I'll kick that tire, and I'll light the fire, and I'll let the smoke roll, baby, and that's what I do. It's on after that. You know, it's all on. But
yeah,
we just have
yeah.
a big time doing it. We sure do.
That's
and, but I don't think Bill's going to make it back in tonight.
No.
You know.
Die good.
Yeah.
You know, Bill was telling a story about how he almost didn't make those beans. That picture of that tiger steak motley cued, and this is a true story. This happened. I developed the concept, and I cooked it twice the weekend before the Kingsford Invitational, and I felt real confident in my timeline.
Right.
And I did it by myself at home, but I had one of the other guys, Mustard, Matt Sprawls from
right.
Champaign, Illinois. He was helping me, and we was just trying to stay relaxed, and we were sitting. Come on, you know, you look at the clock, you know, you got 20 minutes before you can light your fire, and you just get Nancy, and we sitting there, you know, and I was like, man, I'm feeling really good, you know. And then Riley asks the question, are those potato cakes going to fit in the box? And I said, well, yeah, they're going to fit in the box. Well, I never had a box to see if they did fit. I just cooked them at home, and in my mind, yeah, they're going to fit in the box. Well,
right.
we go get the box, and what I had used, I had used mason jars, the rings,
yep,
for a ring to hold a potato pancake together until it firmed up, like. We shredded potatoes and we put it on a griddle on a pit. Raw potatoes, there was no binder, so we just kind of packed them in these rings.
Right.
So lo and behold, we go put them in the box, and guess what? They don't fit. Now, it's 10 minutes before time to start cooking, and we're scrambling around what to do. One, Matt says, well, why don't we just make a big pancake and cut it out? And I say, well, I don't think I want to take the chance of it, when we go to flip it, if it breaks, then we're really in a bind.
Right.
So one guy started getting out some pliers. We started trying to bend the rings, and we cut them and squinched them up. And long story short, we cooked the whole meal. We had to run to the turning table. We made turn in by 15 seconds.
Man, I can relate to that story. You know, I 15 think
15 seconds to spare, and you know, we're sitting around for 20 minutes, like just kicking the dirt. Come on, man, let's start. You know, hurry up, Tom, and then Raleigh. If he wouldn't ask the question, we never would have made it.
Right.
We never would have made it.
Oh man, I'm telling you, I can relate to that. I mean, I think all of us that's listening out there that compete, we've all had that same kind of scenario on a tourney, and something we think is going to happen and it doesn't, and we have to turn around and do something else really quick.
Mm-hmm.
There's been many a times that I've had to do something like that. And,
yeah.
And I think that makes it a little more exciting, and it puts a little more pressure on you, but it's a lot more fun, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I know it's, you know, when we go to compete, you know, we spend all this money and we really want to win. I mean, but on the flip side of that, if we don't, we still went and had a great time. And And that's what,
the
you know,
way we look at it is, you know, we cook our hearts out, we have fun, we got a lot of great people, we cook, we fellowship, we have a good time. And if we luck out and win the lottery, we luck out and won the lottery, we won the contest. But if we didn't, it doesn't take away all the fun we already had.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And the people you meet is just so awesome. I'm indebted to so many people. When Hurricane Katrina hit here in New Orleans, I couldn't make the Royal. I was evacuated from my home, and I had people calling me and sending things, and it's just amazing how many people responded to somebody in need, and that's what it's all about, just paying it back, paying it forward.
You're right. I agree with you 100%. You know, and people that don't barbecue don't realize what we're talking about. You know, it's actually old school. It's old school honors what it is, you know.
Yep.
It's how we were raised when we were growing up. That's how my daddy raised me, you know. And it's all, that's what the barbecue family is. There's a lot, you know, the majority of people have honor and respect for each other. And goodwill towards the next guy, and that's, you know, that's just what it's about, and I'm a firm believer in that, and I can't emphasize that enough. I talk that all the time on this blog talk show. I do. It's if they've not experienced it, they don't know what they're missing. I always tell everybody, you know, if they want to go compete at a barbecue competition, they don't have to have a $10,000 rig to go compete. They can take them a Weber grill, two Weber grills, some charcoal, a pop-up, and go have a great time, and just will not ever know what they're missing out on until they go. And,
right.
So that's what it's, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, when I go, I take my homemade rig. I've got a couple pop-ups with the screens around them and some tables and coolers, and we're set up, and we're smoking, and we're cooking, and we're just having a great time, you know. That's what it is, you know. We fly an American flag, and we got our lights up. You know, it's a neat little, you know, it's just a good little setup. That's what we do, and we just have a great time. And you know, that's just what it's about, having a great time and meeting new people. And it's just, you know, I'm in it. I'm in it to stay.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
And I think, you know what I'm talking about, the people out there listening, all the listeners out there know, especially the competitors, the guys that go cook twice a week, twice a month, or once a month, or four times a month. I wish I could go compete that much, but I don't think I have the energy to, because it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of work involved in a cook-off, And it's just what it is. It's a lot of work involved in it.
Well, when you cook the way we cook, you know, we got to, like, you know, we don't have the big trailer, and, you know, we got to gather all the stuff up, make sure we got everything, check it off a list, load it up in a truck, drive to the cook-off, unload it, set it up. Then, you know, the guy with the big rig pulls up, pops his awning up, and he's ready to roll. When the contest is over with, well, they roll that awning up, drop it down, hook the pit on the back end, take off. We got to pick all the stuff up, load it up in the truck, and then drive home and then unload it and wash it. But we love it, and it's that's what we do, man. It's our hobby.
That is. I'm there with you.
A lot of work, but a lot of fun.
I am right there with you. That is what it's, that's the way I do it. You know, I'm getting ready a week before the competition, and then after the competition is done, everybody brings it back to my house, and they unload it, and they're gone. But I'm still washing coolers out and washing pans and washing totes out that have all, you know, washing it all down, getting it ready for the next one. And it takes, you know, it's a lot of work involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud for them guys that can roll in there with those big rigs and push the button and drop the tailgate. And, you know, and hopefully one day we'll have one of those. But until then, we're going and we're having fun. We're just doing a little more, we're putting a little more effort into it, working a little harder, but we're going to go and have a good time. Ain't no doubt about it.
That's right, buddy.
And that is just the way it works. It really is.
Yeah.
But I'm there with you. So you've got the Houston Cook-Off, the Stockyards, and then what's your next event from there?
Well, we have a contest here in Hammond, Louisiana. It's in the early spring. A lot of people from the Midwest and up north and all the big guys, they come down and get out of the winter. It's a great little contest in a small town, Hammond, Louisiana. They treat the cookers really well. They have a big Friday night supper for all the teams. They do like fried shrimp and hush puppies and fried fish. They have breakfast in the morning for all the teams. Normally it's like grits and griots. They just treat everybody really well. It's a small contest. It's normally 50, 52, 53 teams. There's a waiting list every year. We'll probably do Hammond. And Mike Zemanek will do, normally he'll do one or two in Detroit. We try and get down there to do that. Then we come rolling around for the Royal. And, hopefully we'll get an invite back to the Jack next year. But normally we do 3-4 contests, maybe 5 at most a year.
Right.
The year we won the Royal was the first time we all cooked together.
Man, that's great. That's just awesome.
Mike cooked and Mike took Grand Champion in Auburn Hills. He cooked by himself, him and one of his friends and the wives. They cooked it and won Grand Champion, and that got us an invite for the Jack. I believe they had 5 teams from Detroit that year, and we had a 1-5 shot, and lo and behold, we won the draw. So we going down to the Royal for our first contest of the year as a whole team, and we just kind of like had a little get together and said, look, guys, this is it, man. This is practice for the Jack. You know, our dream, our ultimate dream from day one was to cook the Jack.
Right.
But before you can cook the Jack, you got to win the Grand Championship first. Then you have to have the luck of the draw to get invited to the Jack.
Right.
And everything kind of fell into place for us. You know, we won our first Grand Champion. We had a couple of reserves, but never a Grand. You know, Mike took the Grand, and we got in the Jack draw. We won the draw, and we go to the Royal and said, look, guys, this is it. We need to focus and try and let's have a good time with us. Really focus on cooking our meats properly, and we did. We got to cook the Invitational. We took first place in chicken in the Invitational, and we had no other calls in our meats, in the 3 meats. The next day, we go out for the Open. We talk about it. We decided to do the same thing we did the day before, and lo and behold, we took no call in chicken. Our chicken was like 88. We had a 5th place call in ribs, a 4th place call in pork, and a 13th call in brisket out of 489 teams. And it was enough to win the Royal. We opened.
Man, that's unreal.
And then, we went to the Jack. and I had a little medical issue. A week after the jack, I had a pulmonary embolism from that I suffered through, and they attributed to the long drive. So all you guys out there making these long drives, you need to stop every couple hours, walk around, kick the tires, get the blood moving in your legs.
Right, right.
And I was very fortunate to survive that, and I did not make the Houston trip this year in February. And all the boys flew in, and a good friend of ours, Harry Miller from Houston, hooked us up with Craig Shari. He's the owner of Texas Pepper Jellies.
Right.
They found some pits for us to borrow, and the boys went out and cooked on borrowed equipment, never cooked on it before.
Man.
And lo and behold, one Houston livestock.
Man, that's just a way to... That's the way to top it off. That sure
yep,
is.
Yep.
That's the way to do it. That is the way to
the,
do it.
The way Houston contest works is you they put a metal tag on your meat. So you have a rep. They come to your site. They watch you put this metal tag like they put on the back of a tractor trailer on the doors so they can tell if the door was open. You got to cut the tag off. Well, you tag, you get one brisket, you get one rack of ribs, and you get one chicken, and they tag it. And then you could put it on, you, after they tag your meat, you can season it up and do what you want, and you cook it, and you have to stagger your meats. Like you have to cook a second brisket, a second rack of ribs, and a second chicken in case you make the finals. Because like what they do is you turn in meat. Then when they'll come around the hour and say, look, you made finals, and then in another 30 minutes, you got to turn in your second chicken. So you had to have enough brisket, rack of ribs, and a chicken ready in case you make finals. So they make finals in chicken, and then when they turned in the second chicken, it took first place.
Man,
the point spread was so high that it was enough. It beat out the ribs and the briskets, so it won the whole contest.
How crazy is that?
That was crazy.
That is crazy, but that is so cool. You know, that's just
it
how
was
it works.
Killing me. It was killing me not being there.
Right.
To be
right.
honest.
I bet.
I was
I
there
bet.
In spirit, man. I they kept calling me, and I was kind of like phoning in some, well, try this and try that. And, you know, so I was there in spirit. And, but I tell you, it was hard. It was difficult for me not to be there.
I'm sure.
But
I'm sure it was.
God had a different plan, and but I'm going to be there next year.
Well, amen. That's how we look at it.
Go back,
you know,
and defend our titles.
That's right. That's how it works. And I'm a believer in what you say because I feel you. I mean, I know I've been there and do that kind of thing, and I know what you're saying. And but on the flip side of that, I want to thank you very much tonight for calling in and us getting to talk again, and Brother Bill getting you to call in. You know, I'm thankful for him because we just have a good time together, and we have a huge time together, matter of fact.
I wish that I was closer to you guys because I would be having a good time with y'all. I promise.
We're going to have to hook up and have a big time one of these days, sooner than later.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
Me and him might have to take a road trip. And I've always wanted to come to Louisiana anyhow.
Yeah,
but,
well, if you come in my neck of the woods, you need to let me know.
Well, I'll do it.
We'll show you a good time.
But now my show's on every Sunday night. Anytime you want to call in, you're more than welcome.
I'll do it, Chris. It was a pleasure talking with all you guys tonight. I'm glad Brother Bill sent me the text because I'd ate supper and looked at my computer, and, oh, that's about 15 minutes away, and I called in.
Well, that's, you know, like I say, open invite anytime, and thank you very much for calling in, and it just makes 2 hours go by quick. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fast it rolls and goes, but thank you very much, and you call back anytime, and look forward to meeting you soon, okay?
All right, Chris, it was my pleasure, buddy.
All right, have a good night. God bless.
Thank you.
See you later. All right, bye.
Yeah.